Friends, let us now begin the chapter number 5 of our subject, Radical Business Performance Improvement. And the name of the chapter is Using TOC to Improve Distribution System. In earlier chapters, we have seen the application of TOC for manufacturing and operations. And now this chapter, we use TOC to improve distribution system. To understand how to use TOC to improve distribution system is our learning objective. Introduction. Almost all functions in an organization are impacted by distribution. You go to a retail store. For example, your mother or your grandmother is not feeling well, and doctor has given you a prescription of some medicines, and you go with that prescription to a medical store only to find that the medicines are not available there. Then you curse that man. Why these medicines are not available with you, sir? That is a distribution problem. A company like Glaxo or some other medicine manufacturing company, pharmaceutical company, is distributing their products to various medical stores, regional distribution centers, central distribution centers, dealers, retailers, they are distributing it. Their distribution is so bad that when I want certain medicines and I go to a retailer, he says that the medicines are not available. No, my grandfather or my grandmother is not feeling well and they need the medicines urgently, so you curse them. You go to a retail store to buy a shirt and you like one shirt, beautiful color, everything good, brand name, everything. Price also good. However, to your dismay, you don't find suitable to your size. You say, okay, this is the size 40, I want 44. Then he says, no sir, this color is not available in 44. And you don't like other shirts. You want that only, that color only you want. But it is not available in that size. So you get disappointed. Same thing happens in case of pair of shoes. That man shows you so many pair of shoes. You select one and only to find that the size is not available. You get angry. You go to Big Bazaar and ask for a toothpaste. He says it is not available. Then you ask for a soap, he says it is not available. You may not always find it there. If the distribution system chosen by the manufacturer, for example, Hindustan Unilever, they distribute their products all over, to central distribution system, to regional distribution system and so on. And the distribution system is not proper, the organization is impacted by it. The distribution system has to be perfect. The customer must get what he wants on the spot, in any city, in any village, whether in Maharashtra, whether in Karnataka, whether in Tamil Nadu. He wants that particular brand of soap, he wants that particular brand of shampoo, he must get that on the spot. Customer tolerance time is zero. He is not ready to wait. You lose the business because that man will leave and again may not come back. So your distribution system should be so good that availability of the component or availability of the product on the shelf must be so good that the customer wants it and he gets it. And what is the vicious cycle? Organizations prepare annual forecast. What is the system? They will make a forecast. Lux toilet soaps, 10 lakhs may be required by the customer during this period of 1 year, something like that. Forecast, they will have different ways to make the forecast. There is one Delphi method and there are so many methods. Then they will make a forecast that January, February, March, so many components, so many will be required. The forecast is done for existing markets as well as new markets that you want to target. The existing market may be Mumbai, Pune, Nasik. New markets can be some villages near Nasik, some suburbs near Mumbai. You are targeting the new markets. So they will say, for the Mumbai market, this is the forecast. For Nasik market, this is the forecast. For Pune market, this is the forecast. And for rural market, this is the forecast. Then salespeople will be given targets. Okay, you have to push this much to the market. We are going to make 1 lakh soaps. You have to push to the market. Salespeople will say, salespeople will be given that target. You have to sell this. Necessary, push it. Stand on their head. Push it to the market. Factory is supplied with the forecast and asked to produce according to the plan. Factory produces it. Salespeople push it in the market. Even the purchase department gears itself to procure the material as per this plan. Consider the example that 1 lakh soaps are to be made. So factory will make 1 lakh, purchase department will bring the raw materials for producing 1 lakh, and salespeople will be given the target that you people have to sell this by pushing it to the market. The products are dumped on the distributors. Distributor says, sir, I have a problem. You have to sell because this is our forecast. We know that it will be required by the customer. So parts are, products are dumped onto the distributors and retail stores. Push, push and push all the way. Push, push and push all the way. This is the today's system. Despite sincere efforts, the consumers are dissatisfied with the products and availability. By pushing, pushing and pushing, actually the product should be available to the consumer, is it not? But you know, when your grandmother was sick and you went to the medical stores, you don't find those medicines there, in spite of pushing all the way. So there is something wrong somewhere. Definitely there is something wrong somewhere. In spite of producing as per forecast, in spite of giving so much material to the distributors, and in spite of salespeople pushing the material to the market, some products are not available in the market. Customers are ultimately not happy. Then what is the use? On investigation, it is learned by the organization that there is no need to have more accurate forecast. There is a need to have more accurate forecast. Significantly reduce replenishment time. What is replenishment? Replenishment is that I sell 100 soaps, so I must replenish that, otherwise there will be stock out. How many products I have sold, I must replenish that by reordering. Right? Then, on investigation, it is learned by the organizations that there is a need to have more accurate forecast, significantly reduce the replenishment time, increase reliability of resupply. What is resupply? 100 soaps are sold. So, resupply should be given without any problem, reliably. The organizations thus must gain an in-depth understanding of the problem before the solution can be applied. Because we cannot have customer dissatisfaction, we must find a solution. Characteristics of a distribution system. Consumption locations are away from the production location. Production is happening somewhere in Gurgaon, but consumption is happening in Maharashtra, somewhere in Mumbai or Pune or in Nasik. But the manufacturing is at Gurgaon. Consumption locations are away from the production location because normally it doesn't happen that the Lux soap is consumed at Nasik, manufactured also at Nasik. It normally doesn't happen. The production center is somewhere away from the consumption center. This is one important thing about a distribution system. Time taken to make product available at the point of consumption is long. For example, manufacturing is done at Gurgaon and consumption is at Pune. So, replenishment time will be high. The time taken to make product available at the point of consumption is long than the tolerance time of our customers, CTT, customer tolerance time. For example, your grandmother is sick, you go to the medical stores and ask for those prescribed medicines. You say, I want it today, and that retailer says that, sir, it will come only after 1 week, so please come after 1 week. Are you able to wait for 1 week? No. Customer tolerance time is zero. Because when your grandmother is serious, you cannot wait for any medicine for longer than 1 minute. You want on the spot. Customer tolerance time is zero. This is the fact. We need to hold inventories. So, retailer has to hold inventories. For example, Krusin, he has to hold inventories of some 1000 tablets or 1000 different products. So, how many inventories he will keep? Inventory means money locked up. Then fund flow will get affected. So, you cannot have more inventories. But since customer tolerance time is zero, as we have seen earlier, we have to keep certain inventories. So, this is also a fact. Now, inventory is expressed in terms of money. However, you find that some items are totally missing. There is high inventory of one item, low inventory of another item, zero inventory of another item, stock out. Some items are so much extra available. For example, there is a tablet, 1000 tablets are available, nobody wants it. It is slow moving item. And Krosin, every day 1000 tablets are required, but I have only 2000 today, so that it will get stock out within 2 days. Typical structure of a distribution system. We have one or more factories of our own. There could be a combination of the two. We have one or more regional distribution centers, RDC. For example, there is one company called, let us say, Glaxo. Okay, there may be a sister concern like that. Then they have one regional distribution center. Periodically, either based on their orders or based on some plan, some forecast, products are supplied to the RDCs from factories. Factories have forecast. Then they have some plan to give it to RDCs. Then they have several retail stores. They buy products from RDCs literally they buy at discount maybe and sell them to end customers. This is what is going on. Distributors and manufacturers have very sophisticated forecasting software to predict exactly how many atoms are sold. It is logical that the manufacturer distributor should keep most of the stock as close to the consumer as possible, because consumer tolerance time is very less. So what is the idea? Manufacturer or distributor should keep most of the stock as close to the consumer as possible. Forecast of a single product or specific location is subject to the above mentioned impacts of fluctuations and uncertainty. Because in summer or in rainy season, some sicknesses will come up. That time the consumption of medicines will be more. In summer, maybe it will be less. In winter, maybe they are less. So, forecast of a single product at a specific location is subject to above mentioned impacts of fluctuations. For example, sale of kerosene at Pune will be more, maybe at some village it will be less, because they don't know that new kerosene. They are always taking other products like Saridon or something. Fluctuations, forecasts and actual consumption. There is mismatch in satisfying the market demand. Now, theory of constraints attempts to determine how much inventory we need to hold at selling point. We don't say that there should be zero inventory, but how much inventory we must keep at the selling point so that stockouts are less. Customer gets the product within the customer tolerance time. There are number of undesirable effects because of the shortage of the products. What are the undesirable effects? There is shortage of fast moving atoms like kerosene, like Lux. Slow moving atoms are piling up. Nobody wants them, but we have to keep in inventory, because God alone knows when some customer will come and ask for that. So we are keeping some inventory of non-moving atoms or slow-moving atoms, but nobody wants it. It is piling up. The forecast of those atoms was 100 per month. Not even 2 per month is going. The forecast was wrong. Customer doesn't want it. There is fluctuation in the requirement, forecast is wrong, result is slow moving atoms are piling up and there is shortage of fast moving atoms because of this forecast system. This is the prevailing situation. There is high level of inventory everywhere, but required atoms are not there. Money is locked up, lot of cash is tied up in inventory. Customers are dissatisfied with product availability. So much inventory is there, so much money is locked up, but customer is dissatisfied. How do you like it? This is completely undesirable effect, UDE. There is shortage of fast moving atoms, slow moving atoms are piling up. High level of inventory, lot of cash is tied up. Customers are dissatisfied, there are many emergency orders. Enough space is not available for display because unnecessary atoms are lying in inventory everywhere. So no space for keeping any extra atoms. No space available for display and storage of atoms. Product variety cannot be increased easily. These are all undesirable effects in the prevailing distribution system. Money is locked up, but customer is unhappy. Actually, when so much inventory is there, customer should get everything what he wants, isn't it? But actually what is happening is, customer doesn't get what he wants. Retail stores are flooded with inventory, money is locked up everywhere. These are all undesirable effects in the prevailing distribution system. Replenishment time. What is replenishment? I told that today I have sold, for example, 10 shirts of a particular color, a particular brand, a particular size. For example, sky blue color, 44 size and particular brand, I have sold 10 shirts. Now, I must get replacement of that particular type of shirt, so I have to make a reordering. When I have to do the reordering, I will do it some afterwards. Sometimes I will forget also reordering, or I will club all the reordering and once in a month I will order. In the meanwhile, that manufacturer says that okay, my lead time is so much, you will get only after 2 months, you will get only after 6 months, then that transportation time is there. Result is, when customer will come for the same type of shirt, he doesn't get it. There is a shortage. But is the inventory low? No, everywhere inventory is piled up. All type of shirts are available, but that particular shirt for which there is demand, not available. This is prevailing distribution system. Replenishment time is as important as the level of consumption. The longer the replenishment time, each selling point needs to hold more inventories. Inventory means money locked up. There are different elements that comprise the replenishment time. Order lead time, that means today the shirts are sold, I order after 1 week. So that is OLT, order lead time. Then production lead time, because that manufacturer has to manufacture that. He needs 2 months for that. So that is the PLT. OLT, PLT, then transportation lead time. It needs 1 week for transportation from Gurgaon to Nasik. So how much time is lost? Actually, shirts are sold. I am giving one example of shirts. 44 size, sky blue color, one particular brand, sold on this particular date. Then the order will be placed after 1 week or maybe 2 weeks or maybe after 1 month. That is the OLT, order lead time. Then that man will start producing it. He will take 1 month. So that is the PLT. After producing, he will transport it. Then that is the TLT. Replenishment time, OLT plus PLT plus TLT. The shirts will come here after, let us say, 3 months. And within that 3 months, what happens? Many customers have come and gone, come and gone. Your business is lost. Customer may not come here again because he says that things are not available in the stores. Business is lost forever. This is the prevailing situation. Order lead time, OLT. This is the time it takes from the moment a unit is consumed until an order is issued to replenish it. For example, I am a retailer, my shirts in my shop, 10 shirts are sold, I have to reorder it. I will reorder only after 15 days. In other words, this is the frequency of ordering of the same product, reordering. Frequency, maybe once in a month. He will say, okay, I will make reordering only once in a month because I don't have time. So that is the order lead time. It is the time until other order is placed for replenishment or the time difference between two orders. One order is placed on 1st June, other order is placed on 1st July. 1 month is the order lead time. Shirts are sold on 1st June, order is done on 1st July, that is the order lead time. More the order lead time, more the problem will be. OLT. This is the prevailing situation. I have not yet come to the TOC. I am trying to tell you what is going on now. I told you that inventories are piling up everywhere and the customer, poor customer, is not getting what he wants in time. His customer tolerance time is zero and he is told that, sir, the product will come after 1 week. He is not able to wait for that in spite of so many inventories lying everywhere, so much money locked up everywhere. And that is the fact of distribution system today. Then once the order is placed, production lead time, because that manufacturer has to take some time, he has to produce the shirts, this is the time it is taken to process an order, plus the time in queue for producing, plus the order to produce, the time to produce the ordered product. Because the moment he gets the order, he is not going to immediately start producing it. You have to stand in the queue because he may have other priorities. He will not say, okay, the Nasik man wants these 10 shirts, so immediately, like he doesn't have any work, he will start working. No, maybe it will take some time. And what is that time? Process an order. First he has to process the order on his computer, then the time in queue for producing, plus time taken to actually produce the ordered product. That is his own cycle time, production cycle time, process cycle time, whatever. So he will take his own time. Then transportation lead time. The shirts are produced at Gurgaon. This is the time it takes to transfer the products to the point of sailing. This is the time it takes to actually ship the finished product from the supplying point to the stock location. How many times we have seen? Three, OLT, order lead time, PLT, production lead time, TLT, transportation lead time, and sum of these OLT plus PLT plus TLT is the replenishment time. Can you afford to wait? No. Then hold the inventory. Hold the inventory, spend the money. This is the fact of today's distribution system. Maximum forecasted consumption, we need to hold a level of inventory. For example, I am having a retail store of shirts, let us say of Cambridge brand. So I have to hold the inventory of 100 sky blue type of shirts, 100 pink type of shirts. Only imagination, forecasting. The forecasting can be completely wrong, because last month the people wanted pink shirts. Now nobody likes pink shirts. Fashion has changed. So what to do? The forecast has completely gone. The fashion has changed. Nobody wants that kind of a shirt anymore. What to do? Maximum forecasted consumption within the average replenishment time, factored by the level of unreliability of resupply. So much inventory I have to keep. How many inventory I have to keep? Maximum forecasted consumption. That means I will forecast, okay, customer will need 100 shirts. Till I get the next shirts, replenishment time. My replenishment time is 1 month. 1 month, I may need 100 shirts, so I keep that much inventory. Just thumb rule, may not work. 100 shirts, nobody likes them, it will be lying in the inventory, dead inventory. This is what is going on now. Maximum forecasted consumption means you need to be paranoid to determine what could be the maximum sale. For example, during the festivals like Diwali, maybe there will be more shirts will be sold, more products will be sold. Then a period will come, nobody wants anything. So you need to be paranoid to determine what could be the maximum sale within the average replenishment time, and then factor it to the extent of unreliability of the supply chain. What is unreliability? From Gurgaon to Nasik or Gurgaon to Pune, sometimes it takes 15 days, sometimes it takes 1 week, sometimes it takes 1 month, sometimes it takes 2 days. God alone knows what will happen during the transportation. You have to factor that by unreliability, and so much inventory I have to keep. What happens? I have kept the inventory of 100 shares, then I am waiting for the customer to come. Customer comes, he sees the shares, he says, no, I don't want it, gone. Then you are wondering, what is the problem? Next customer comes, he also doesn't want. Then you will be wondering, earlier customers were wanting this kind of shirts. No, nobody wants it. Why? So the shirts are lying in your inventory. Money is locked up. You don't have money to buy the new shirts. I am giving example of shirts. It can be any other product like soap, shampoo, anything. Money is locked up and you are in a mess. The conflict is, to make profits by selling more, we must hold high level of inventories. This is because replenish time is long, demand cannot be accurately predicted, resupply is not entirely reliable. So you hold inventories. What is the another side? There is also need to reduce cost. Therefore, we must hold fewer inventories, because more inventories means more investment, more limits on cash flow, more obsolescence. Obsolescence means customer doesn't want the product anymore, so it is lying in the inventory. On one side, I feel that I must hold more inventories. On other side, I feel that I must hold less inventories, and there is conflict. This is the conflict. Because more inventory means more investment, more limit in cash flow and more obsolescence, hold less inventory, reduce cost. On other side, because replenishment time is long, demand cannot be predicted, I cannot send the customer home without giving anything to him, resupply is not reliable. So hold high inventory. So what is the conflict? One time I say hold less inventory, then other moment I said hold high inventory, and that is the conflict. That red is the conflict. I don't know. There is a conflict. In order to have a profitable system, I must reduce cost, I must protect sales. So to reduce cost, hold less inventory. To protect sales, hold high inventory. What should I do? I don't know. There is a conflict. Really, there is a conflict. Because if I hold more inventory, I don't have money. Okay. If I hold less inventory, problem. What should I do? More inventories means more investment. More inventories means limits on cash flow. More inventories means more obsolescence. Replenishment time is long. Demand cannot be predicted accurately. Resupply is not reliable. And these are all the things what you have said here in conflict. Batching and its ramifications means effects. Batching at retail store level for the following reasons. We don't want to forecast every day because we do not have any time for it. Every day I cannot do it. Every day I cannot say that, okay, tomorrow I will need 10 shirts or 10 soaps or 10 shampoos. We cannot manage that because we don't have time. We are already overloaded with our work. batching is done to save on transportation costs. Then we say, okay, send a batch of 1000. Because if I order more quantity, I get discount on transportation or courier. For example, there is a very big book. If I order 10 books, courier cost is, let us say, 500 rupees. If I order 3 books, also 500 rupees. So, they say, why not order 10 books? Instead of 3 books, courier cost is per book less. So, I order more quantity. Batching. Batching is done to save transportation costs. And it is lying in inventory. Suppliers offer a discount on quantity. They say, order more quantity, I will give you discount. Retailer stores wants to avail of it, and hence they resort to accumulating and batching of orders so as to qualify for the discount. Retailers want discount. They will get a benefit if they order more in the transportation cost. So, batching is done. They don't want to forecast every day because they don't have time. So, material comes and lying in the inventory. But money gets locked up.